Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really quickly, before we take a break here, we're actually going to head to Lawrence, Kansas here coming up in a bit, learn a little bit more about their recruiting. Is they have had a handful of guys that have gone on and hit the transfer portal. Let's talk about the top story, one of the top stories in the National Football League. It comes courtesy of Netflix. So Netflix, you guys know, they have made the deal for Christmas Day games. So there are going to be two Christmas Day games on Netflix. And this year, Christmas is on a Thursday. So Amazon, they want their Christmas Day game as well. So there are going to be three games on Christmas coming up this upcoming season. There's going to be a game, and it's basically going to be like Thanksgiving. That's probably the best way to explain it. The Thanksgiving schedule that we have is going to be the Christmas Day schedule as well, where we have three games. Rob and I were going back and forth about this before the show, and I know the stance that I've taken on streaming, and ultimately, I think they are using the streamers to figure out more and more ways to dip into our pocket. I don't have a problem with them using Netflix, though. Netflix, to me, is different than putting a game exclusively on Peacock. Some of us have been having Netflix on streaming for a decade now. It's by far and away the most popular streamer. A majority of people either have Netflix or have direct access to Netflix. I don't think that's the same as putting your games on Peacock or Paramount Plus. I think that's different. To me, you have then created a streaming service that now you are not getting a lot of traction, and now you want me to exclusively sign up for it. I think that's different than what's happening with Netflix. Maybe I'm parsing it just a little bit, and I can live with the perceived hypocrisy about this. But most of us got Netflix. So I don't have any problem with the NFL doing this deal with Netflix. Last year, I don't think it was that big of an issue. It worked. It ain't like how it was for that Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight where that thing was running on. That was some net zero Juno internet. That was an embarrassment. That's not what happened last Christmas. If Netflix is going to keep pumping the money the way that they did for last year, where they had Mariah Carey singing and Beyonce had a halftime show and they got Shaboozy and Post Malone, hey, I'm cool with whatever they got going on. A majority of us already have Netflix, and based on Amazon Prime, a lot of people have access to Amazon Prime. I don't have much of a problem with the NFL doing this. Last year, I think it was different because they were asking players to play on a day they usually don't play. Having them play on a Thursday is not abnormal at this point. The players are used and accustomed to playing on a Thursday. I don't have that much of an issue with them basically taking the Thanksgiving model that we already have that works for everybody, and then them now using this on another Thursday and using this for Christmas. I'm actually on their side with this one.
The Thursday part, actually, I agree with you. That doesn't bother me. They're not putting games on a Wednesday. We're not having to put a game on Saturday, but the Thursday part's fine. But Carrington, I was here when you went on your rant about Peacock. We're now going to have a full day of holiday games unavailable on over-the-air television. I'm here every day when the text line tells me that that's why the NFL is king. They put all their stuff on over-the-air television. None of their games on Christmas will be available unless it's one of your local teams. And it's different than Thanksgiving.
Let's be fair,
Thanksgiving,
though.
Thanksgiving, CBS, Fox, and NBC.
I'm with you, though.
Netflix Prime.
I'm with you, though. But let's be fair. And I will defend the NFL here. I bet you more people have Netflix than have ESPN at this point. If we are going off the amount of people that have cable and the amount of people that have access to Netflix, I bet you Netflix has more people at this point. So you already put games behind a paywall that are not available on regular over-the-air television. The Super Bowl's about to be on ESPN coming up in 2 years. I just looked it up because I was curious. Netflix has around 67 million subscribers just in the United States. So, and I don't even know how they're factoring that in, because I would assume, like me, I am a Netflix subscriber. My mom isn't, but my mom uses my account. So we end up like, I don't know how that counts in terms of it. A majority of people have access to Netflix. Like, I would say a majority of people have access to ESPN. Like, we don't complain when they put the national championship game in college football on ESPN. At this point, it's just part of what we signed up for. I think that's a lot different than signing up for Peacock.
I feel like it's far. I think you're rationalizing because everyone, you feel like Peacock is one, not Peacock to me, Netflix one we all have, but they are putting and you know, the NFL, there's going to be good games on Christmas.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
This isn't going to be your Cardinals and Giants Thursday night game. This is going to be big games, and they are hiding them behind two paywalls, two different streaming services. So if you want to watch these games, and we don't know if it's going to be the Chiefs or not, I would bet the Chiefs are one of them, but we don't know for sure.
I would just guess. I'm just spitballing here. I would be surprised if the NFL did not put the Chiefs on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Or Black Friday.
I'm saying those are just two and three massive days for the league. You are not putting one of your marquee teams. They're going to be in one of those windows. One of those windows, the Chiefs are going to be a part of it, so I'm with you.
I'm just saying if the Chiefs aren't and you are an NFL fan, you're going to have to fire up Netflix and then get out of Netflix, close that app, and fire up Amazon Prime to watch NFL games on Christmas Day with the family. It feels like I sit here and have people tell me on the text line, oh, over the air is why the NFL's king, and why don't more people go over the air? The NFL's doing less and less over the air on a premium day for their product, and it seems like people are, oh, well, we just rationalize when the NFL does it, but if the NBA was doing this, if this news story came across 5 years ago that ESPN Plus and Disney Plus would have their games, people would be in an uproar. But the NFL does it, and we celebrate.
Well, I just would like to point out that next year's Eastern Conference Finals of the NBA will be on Amazon Prime. Like, I'm with you in some of the regards. I just, maybe at this point, they have just beaten me up so much about this. At this point, it is either a get with it or get lost. All of the sports leagues that we follow have told us they believe this is the future. They believe that they have a hybrid model. They believe that over the air is really important. They believe that CBS is important, that Fox is important. They also believe that Netflix and Hulu are also important. And at this point, you either sign up for it or don't. But the money has been paid in this. I mean, the amount of money that Netflix paid $30 million for one NFL game. The NFL is not turning that money down.